So the military commanders are kind of fuming because, you know, they're still going to have this job to do, but 3,000 guys, that's not many guys.
That's
for
not very
whole
many
country.
Guys. No, that's not very many troops.
That's hard to hold a town with 3,000.
You know, I remember a time when troops were a bunch of guys.
Yeah.
Now they say troops and it means one. I got so confused when they started saying 21 troops killed. I was like, oh my God, 21 you know? Am I right or am I wrong?
That old Western where they had troop something or something?
Yeah, troop.
The
F
comedy.
Troop.
F-troop.
Oh, I like that.
And
that
was where you got that.
Yeah,
F-troop.
And that was, well, see, I'm affected. But I thought troop was a whole bunch of guys.
Well, it could be a platoon, could be a squadron, right?
Barricade.
Keeping my mouth shut because I'll surely show my ignorance if I start trying to explain what
were
a
you
division
in the military?
Is.
Were you in
no,
the military, JP?
No.
Conscientious
and when my
objector.
Dad talks about his division and his platoon and his company, I get all confused about which one is bigger.
We got to bring Colonel
which
Hobbs
one's got the
back.
Guns.
We got to bring Colonel Hobbs back.
Yeah, he knows all that.
I know it.
I'm still reading his book, World War IV.
It's awesome, isn't it?
Boy,
so
he had a lot of, he's a visionary.
He, so much information.
Yeah, he's a visionary.
Oh, you should bring Kelvin back with him, too.
Yeah. Oh, hey, good idea. Ah. Well, we got more to talk about. I want to tell you about what Steve Aussie had to say about the GOP debate and more to come on this anniversary of 9/11. Right here, you with Broadview. We'll be right back.
The Buzz. For 7 years, Reno endured the terror. Now, after 5 years of uneasy peace and uncertainty, it has returned to extract its vengeance. No one is safe from the unholy resurrection of Frightmare. The legendary Halloween Terror Fest returns as Frightmare 2011 rises from the depths of hell to the Legends parking lot in front of Shields in Sparks.
Just off Highway 80.
90,000 square feet of scares, thrills,
and dark-hearted fun.
The evil 3D Clown Town, Rikers Island Prison, and the Black Hole. Log on to FrightMare2011.com for tickets, times, and more information. Not recommended for kids under 8.
Not enough meat.
People with heart problems. Or the pregnant.
Demons spawn, okay.
Frightmare 2011, opening September 29th.
Sponsored in part by the drive-thru Baskin-Robbins and Sparks in second location at the Galena Rayleigh Center.
This is an urgent message from Reno Dodge. Now through Monday, September 12th, Reno Dodge will pay in full the registration fee for any Nevada resident who purchases a new or used vehicle until 8 p.m. Monday night. This unprecedented offer is on top of any current sale prices or discounts. You must act by 8 p.m. Monday. Get your registration fee paid in full. See us at Don Weir's Reno Dodge today. Nobody beats a Reno Dodge deal. Nobody.
Reno Dodge will reimburse full registration fee we receive from Nevada DMV. Must comply with all state guidelines within 30 days of purchase. Personalized plates excluded. All financing OAC.
Welcome back to Broadview, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now, here's your host, Jay Davis.
Yes, and welcome back to Broadview. With me is JP in here. Hello, JP.
Hey, Jay.
And also Amy's here, and we're talking now about the GOP debate. We hadn't gotten to that yet. We talked about everything else around it, but what did you think of the debate Wednesday night?
I thought they were all pretty good.
You did?
I don't really have any huge complaints. I know who I prefer, and that hasn't changed based on the debate. And the two front runners are not who I prefer.
Who do like you prefer? Perry. You're still for...
I still like Ron Paul and Michelle Bachmann.
Oh, what happened to Herman?
I love Herman Cain.
Now you love him.
I just do.
But you don't think he's going to make
it? I think he would be an awesome president. But
well, he's a talk show host now. You know, did you see that?
He was. I mean,
yeah, he is.
How about Santorum?
So what's wrong with being a talk show host? What are you trying to
well,
say?
Well, no. Well, maybe every president ought to have a talk
start
show
out
host.
On a talk show.
Might keep us abreast of the thing. Well, Steve Aussie said that what he thought was odd was that the debate was on MSNBC. Did you find that to be odd?
Yeah, and at the Reagan Library. Why would they invite MSNBC to do it?
Yeah, why did they do that?
They're reaching out.
Well, yeah, I guess you can't have Fox for every Republican debate.
Well, and I told Steve when we talked about it that I kind of liked it because we need to spread it out and talk to everybody. I mean, all this my side or your side is really getting out of line, I think.
Okay, but can't you have it on MSNBC without having the MSNBC anchorman do the stupid questions?
Well, could you have it without Al Sharpton showing up?
No kidding.
Oh, my gosh. I said, oh, here we go. Throw
and
out your card, Al.
They bring in a Hispanic man to ask the question about immigration. Is that theater? I mean, come on, just ask the question. Yeah. Why does it have to be an Hispanic man asking it?
Okay. Is that profiling?
I don't know. Yeah.
It's theater, like you said.
It seemed like they mostly talked to Mitt Romney and Rick Perry to me.
It does seem like they favor them. Everybody knows they're the ones with the money.
Yeah, and they had the most to say, I think.
I like the way Perry kind of got on Romney about the healthcare thing.
Yeah.
He did go kind of on the attack.
A little bit, just a little bit.
I don't see how Romney can possibly run for president.
I don't either.
Having done Obamacare in Massachusetts.
Well, that's the one
just
thing about...
Just jump out of the race, you blew it.
But Michelle, because that's what she would... That's all she really had to say was Obamacare is costing us money. And I was kind of...
I like that.
Well,
she's
right.
True. It's
a
disaster.
Listen, we need to know more than just that.
Yes.
Is what I'm saying.
She has to be more specific about
details. More specific. She's going to lower the gas rates to $2. Obamacare is out.
Maybe she had a migraine.
But there were.
I didn't say that.
Oh, that's funny. No.
Oh, you're bad.
No, that's not very funny at all.
No.
Talking menopausal.
Well, you know, she has migraines, and that's... She does. They tried to make that an issue in her running for president.
Well, women admit when they have migraines. I'm sure Mitt Romney had a migraine when he went home.
It turns out a bunch of our former presidents had migraines. So.
Yeah, he got beat up a little bit by Perry, I thought.
I liked it.
Yeah, I thought it was a good debate, I thought.
I liked it.
Went kind of on a classy attack, I thought. Mm-hmm. Mitt was kind of classy.
Yeah.
But, and then Perry said that he created more jobs, and then Mitt said, well, George Bush created more jobs, and...
Yeah,
what do you think of that?
That's not fair to say.
Do you know George Bush's record on that?
That's slipping into the area of dishonesty because, let's face it, Perry has been making his jobs in a recession, whereas George Bush, when he was governor, was not making his jobs in the midst of a recession. So you can't really compare different eras.
That's a good point.
Perry did have a good moment, I thought.
What was that?
Which one?
When he was the lefties on MSNBC were trying to get him on the death penalty.
And what did he say?
And he had put more to the death. He put more to death than any other president.
Any other governor.
Yeah. The crowd broke out in cheers.
Wow.
I think the crowd
well, he's
at
been
the
president
Reagan,
of Texas. I mean, president.
Now
you got me saying
it. Uh-oh.
He's been governor.
He's president already. Was that a
He's
slip?
Been governor of Texas longer than anybody else. So, of course, he's going to have the record.
234 people. Yeah. I think most of the crowd at the Reagan Library were Republicans. Did you feel that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's why MSNBC was so out of place. I don't get it.
I think he gave a great answer on that.
So you know what? You're going to find this really odd.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a big fan of the death penalty.
Really?
Really.
You know what?
Interesting.
I don't find that odd because I tell you why I'm not. Because I think I'm more of a masochist because I don't want
Oh my goodness.
I don't want him to die. I want him to be alive to think about what they did.
You mean a sadist. You got that.
A sadist, yeah. Boy, the masochist is the person who likes it. Well, I like a little bit of it, have to admit.
Bad girl.
Yeah, no. I think you put them out of their misery and it's over with for them. And I think that's not a deterrent to me.
But when you put them in jail, you have to feed them.
That makes me mad.
That's ridiculous.
But I've told you. Now, we'll get on that.
I say kill them.
We'll get on that prison reform thing that I have a plan for.
Oh, yes.
And I've already told you. We're going to put them all in the big house. We're going to give them all a fork.
A fork.
Make them work.
Give them some water and see what happens.
If they all have a fork, there'll be half as many in about a half an hour.
See what I'm saying?
See? Interesting.
So we don't have to feed them and we don't have to murder them. I don't know. I'm just, you know, that's...
It's not an easy
thing. No, it's
thing.
A big... It's a big... It is a big deal. It is. But I don't believe in the death penalty.
I see people that I think deserve the death penalty. And
that
I
is not a deterrent.
And I don't mind seeing them get it. But then there are others that fall kind of on the edge, and I think, you know what?
I think when
IQ is 75, and he was raised in a rough house.
Oh, stop
like
it. Bleeding heart.
Like the man that just took his life at the IHOP.
No, you're giving him a reason to act like they
the
do.
IHOP.
Yeah, the
we
guy
will.
That took
Wait,
his
Wait, let's
okay.
not get too off the track.
Sorry.
Here. Not done with this subject yet. Let's not go crazy here.
Okay.
And I don't want to give him too much airtime.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a horrible thing. I mean, we're watching it every day. But anyway, on from that, from the big house, he has put the most people to
well, he's been governor
of Texas
penalty. A long time.
Didn't someone
there were some zingers. What about Kane with his 999999 plan? What do you think about
I like that. It's not that many nines. Come on.
Well, it was a few.
It's like three, isn't it?
No, four.
I can't even remember what the nine stands
there
for.
There were four. There was a 9% income tax, 9% federal tax, 9% corporate plan, and God needed 10% tithing for the Bible. 9% could be enough for the government, he said.
Hey, that's a good line. You got to admit.
Yeah, I know. It's a good line. Yeah. I thought it was good.
I like Herman Cain.
What about...
Wish he had a bigger chance.
What about the Ponzi scheme talk with Social Security?
I know. Why is there any doubt in anybody's mind that it's a Ponzi scheme?
Well, nobody wants to admit it. We don't want it to go away and have have the money just gone. What are they going to do?
I want my money. Come on, Jay. The money is gone.
Give me a few years here. Yeah, I know. Romney said it works. He said it works. Well, it is working. It is working in some households. It is. It is working.
As a program, it's not working.
No, as a program, it's not. But neither is welfare.
It's not sustainable.
Is welfare working? Hello?
Well, that's a different thing.
No, it isn't.
Social Security is supposed to be a pay for itself program.
Well, I noticed on my little paychecks all these years, Medicare and
taken out.
And that money is going to my parents.
SSI.
My parents' money went to older people who never paid
anything. DDI and OMD. I mean, there's so much money coming out of your paycheck for these programs.
And you want to have it when you need it.
No, you don't. You want to have it when you need it from your own pocket.
So what's the worst thing you could do to a program that's starting to run out of money? Cut off the amount of money going into it, which is what is the part of the president's plan.
Is that the accountant coming out in you?
Yes. So he wants to cut payroll taxes some more, so there's even less money going into the Social Security fund. Does that make sense?
No.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. So anyway, Mitt Romney said that we should be looking for a CEO as the president. He's stepping up to the...
But I don't think he's a good one.
Yeah, you don't either?
Know.